Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Who are those guys? Oh, they're the Jonas Brothers, not the Backstreet Boys. And that's the reason why news guy Matt isn't here this
morning. The rescheduled concert was last evening. I got a picture. Did you get a picture?
Yes. I was so excited when I saw it.
Tom.
Anyway, here's the deal. What, he got the tickets for his wife for Christmas
Lisa's
or something?
Christmas present.
That's nice.
Yes, so they waited quite
Matt,
some time.
Christmas is in December. Does he know that?
Well, that was last December. Hey, mister, what did you get your wife for Christmas? You don't even remember because it was last year.
No, I'm already working on this year.
All right. Oh, Tony Bennett tickets or what? What are guys like
oh, no,
us
not
to?
Tony. Oh, heavens, not Tony Bennett tickets. She does not like Tony Bennett.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't know I struck a nerve.
Apparently, jeez.
But I mean, Matt, as this scenario went on, Matt seemed like he really had no interest
Zero.
In this concert. But it's the things you do, like to please your significant other.
Sure, yeah.
So he kept doing that face thing.
He had zero interest. There was no interest in seeing the Backstreet. He was like, I'll go. But this is for Lisa, his
right.
wife.
Because the last time he went, he said he was surrounded by screaming cougars, is how he put it.
I believe he said screaming tipsy cougars.
Okay, maybe he added the word tipsy. And I was like, wow, maybe I should go. I don't know. But now this concert was rescheduled. We saw the pictures last night, Laura, so it went off without a hitch, I guess.
It did indeed. Hopefully he's sleeping in this morning.
I was going to say, that's the Christmas gift. He gets to sleep in this morning. I had to get up at 4 o'clock.
That's right. So who's getting you a gift, Chad? Anyway, it's great to have you, Chad. It's
like
old-time radio. It's like the 90s all over again.
Yep.
Except Laura would have been in like fourth
Flashback
grade.
Flashback Tuesday.
Oh, well. So good luck to Matt. It was a good decision overall, I guess. It was a good decision to please your wife. Reading this morning, a new study finds that you make bad decisions. Most of the bad decisions in your life are made on an empty stomach.
Yes, I could vouch for that. That's a real thing.
Especially when
Do you have a story for us?
I'm trying... Well, just... You get hangry, right? So like sometimes if you speak out of turn or you make a purchase, it's because you need a snack.
Okay. Chad, you agree?
That, yes. Especially when you go to the grocery store. Don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry because your bill's much more. But being the father of young children, yes, bad decisions are definitely made because people are hungry. Yes.
You're talking about their bad decisions or yours as a parent?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Hunger makes us impatient. Impatience makes us a little dumber. And impulsive decisions result.
Matt must have been hungry when he bought those Backstreet Boys tickets.
Pretty much exactly where I was going with that. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With some late night TV.
New SNL cast member Shane Gillis was fired for using anti-Asian slurs. Did you hear about this in a statement? He said to the press, he said, me sorry, long time.
That's wrong. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Is everybody hungry? Because I think we're making bad decisions.
That was the best dad joke I've heard in a long time.
Well, he's a dad. How old are your kids now, Chad?
9 and 6. Actually, no.
Wrong.
Whoa, you're on the radio, friend.
My son is now 6. Wait for it. And a half.
Oh, that's very important.
He's 6 and a half. Mm-hmm. Had his half birthday. Earlier this month.
Isn't that cute, though, when you're that age? Like, it's like when you have a little baby. How old is your baby? And they always say, like, 17 and a half months. Oh, so he's kind of like almost...
Two.
You know? But then when they get to be toddlers and then up through the early grades, I'm 6 and a half.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
On the later this month, my daughter will be 9 3/4.
Okay. But it's very important. You know what I mean?
They're learning fractions in fourth grade.
There it is.
That might be it. Some of it might be schooling.
But they always, little kids always kind of stand up, I'm 6 and a half.
Yep.
Like they look and they want that
right.
half.
They want
important.
That half.
Because they're not little, they're big.
When you get to be my age, I want to subtract.
That's what I was going to say. At what age can you subtract?
Like, I'm almost 60.
I'm 30.
I had some friends who, I forget what the age was, let's say 30. After 30, you just start adding letters. So you're 30A, 30B, 30C. You just add
really?
A letter instead of a number for your age. So
do you go a letter per month? This is an interesting...
No, a year.
Oh.
A year. So, you know, that way you don't have to reveal your real age.
Or, I thought or a month after you turned 30, you were 38.
No, a year. And then, so, you know, you don't have 30B, 30C. Yeah. So,
wow.
Now, my wife's grandmother, who lived to be 100, she just was eternally 39. She just told people she was 39.
She just stopped at 39?
Yeah, she just stopped at 39.
I might stop at 59. I'm not sure. Christmas time will tell that when I turn 60. Whether I really...
I feel like we need to have, like...
Yeah, but...
Like a big bash. That's a milestone.
You're becoming the age that you can run for president. Because, you know, all the candidates...
You are talking to the most apolitical person in the world, and you're asking me to run the president.
The top four presidential candidates are in their 70s. I mean, you're getting to be that age.
You're too young of a pup to get ready to be president yet. You wait another decade.
Let me make my first statement. Let's make America malarkey again.
I like it.
Let's make America malarkey again.
I feel like malarkey is such an underused word. I would be your campaign manager just to say it all the time.
The yard signs will need to be a little wider.
News is next. Because everybody was in a college band. The Clash. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
I wasn't in a college band.
I was not in a
college. What? Well, were you guys nerds or something? Come on now. You had to have a garage band.
I played in the orchestra.
Okay, that's
boring.
Thank you
very much.
I worked at the campus radio station.
So did I. And look where we are today.
My college campus radio station was in the basement of one of the dormitories. Mm-hmm. And a good friend of mine had a show. And it was always Friday nights from like 10 p.m. to whatever. And it was like pre-going out. And I was the girl who yelled in the background. I'm serious. Like, I would just go down the hall and I would yell randomly.
There's a job.
I would yell randomly.
Was any of it on cue card or did you just yell randomly from the top of your head?
I yelled randomly whatever I was thinking.
Well, that's pretty much what The Clash just did for 3 minutes and 5 seconds. And that's why every college band performed that song.
See, full circle.
My band included. Should I stay or should I go?
Wait.
Hey, we all want to go to Brews on Lake Augusta, right?
Wait.
Beer and
pause.
Wine? We can't. We have to move on. What's going on?
We don't know. What did you play guitar or
yes,
were you the singer?
Three chords, C, F, and G, and I sang.
With your long hair?
With my long purple hair.
Oh, yes. I wish the internet existed then.
At least that's one of them.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Brews on Lake Augusta is coming, and here's your chance to win.
We've got tickets. Be caller number 4 right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Hello?
Hello, who's
Hello?
Here?
Hi.
This isn't really hard. We answer the phone and you tell us
am
who
I
you
the
are.
Caller?
Yes, you are.
Oh, happy day.
Good morning. Who is this?
Oh, happy day.
Sorry.
Who is this?
My name is Shannon. I'm from Middleburg.
Hi, Shannon.
Okay, Shannon, you and a guest are on your way to Brews on Lake Augusta, the Beer and Wine Festival this weekend.
Awesome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the Morning. News coming up next with Chad in for news guy Matt, who has got a Backstreet Boys hangover, which has nothing to do with alcohol.
Because he wants it
that way. Okay, let's not do that again. Anyway, so Chad's in doing the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather.
He just skipped into the studio.
Skipped to my loo, my darling. I don't want to talk about Dancing with the Stars. Can we just skip over that?
Sure.
I'd skip.
There you go. Can
see
we
what
just,
he did there?
Could I just dance over that? I mean, do that many people still watch that stupid show?
I mean, Bobby Bones won last season.
Yeah.
So, obviously, he's a fellow radio personality.
So, we had to talk about it because it was a big deal.
I mean, we didn't really talk about it, but I like Bobby Bones.
Well, there was controversy this year because of Sean Spicer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was.
And then Christie Brinkley broke her wrist. And now she's off the show. She had her daughter take her place. I just don't want to get into it. I'd rather talk about fun stuff.
Some people love it. It's kind of like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Like, there are people who love it.
How do people like
it.
That
they
stuff?
They still love it. They still watch it. No judgment. I have my own guilty pleasure TV as well.
Ugh.
But, I mean, Dancing with the Stars just isn't. It doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't
I
do
still
it
like anymore. The Voice.
Yes, I like the voice.
And I really like, weirdly enough, that Masked Singer show.
That's creepy.
It is. They're like dressed up as like furries.
Yeah.
Big
furry thing going on. No.
I didn't realize Christy Brinkley was on them. And now
it's a new season.
It's sad that she's hurt herself.
Yeah.
Do you think she would have danced to Uptown Girl?
She was supposed to. That's what she was supposed to dance to. She was practicing.
No
she
way.
Still likes her ex-husband, I guess. But anyway, so that show is that show. I want to talk about the kid that was on College Game Day on ESPN this past Saturday and held up a sign that said, "Send me beer money," with his hashtag or whatever. He's getting thousands of dollars worth of beer money.
It's awesome.
Just because he was standing behind the set of College Game Day on ESPN, send me beer money. I mean, let the kid explain.
After the very first time it got on TV, like when Kirk Herbstreit and all them were right there on the stage, right after they left, I looked down and I saw I had over $400. So I decided that instead of keeping all the money, after the amount of a case of Busch Light, I was going to donate the rest of it to the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. So we're at a running total right now of over $5,000. I'm hoping to find a couple businesses that want to match the donations to make even more of an impact. So I'm going to keep my end open until the end of the month.
The kid's name is Carson King from the university. Just a student thinking he was doing something funny. Send me beer money. He's up to thousands of dollars. He only wanted enough money for one case of Busch Light.
That's awesome.
And he's giving the rest of the money to the Children's Hospital.
They're not using it to buy beer for those kids, are they?
No.
Worried there for a minute.
One case of beer and the rest of the money to the Children's Hospital.
I'm just confused. Beer isn't medicinal, Chad?
Well, depends what doctor you ask.
News is next.
Now, it's time for the Morning Mind Bender and your chance to qualify for the Man Cave Makeover with Aaron's and 94KS.
Here we go, friends. What do you have for us today, Dr. Laura?
It actually has nothing to do with medical symptoms.
No, I meant doctor
otherwise.
As in like the big professor of trivia.
Oh, am I the professor of trivia?
You certainly are.
Ooh, I have a PhD in BS.
There you go. What do you got?
15% of men and women say this is a romantic place to kiss. Where is it?
Only 15%?
Only 15%.
This is a romantic place to kiss.
This is a romantic place to kiss. What's your guess, Chen?
The bathroom.
Solid guess.
That is
not correct.
How can it be romantic kissing in the bathroom?
It could be. Don't judge. There's no judging.
It's only 15%.
No judging in the mind bender.
This is a judgment-free zone. Hurry up. Get to the Ford Fun Line right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Now, it's time for the Morning Mind Bender and your chance to qualify for the Man Cave Makeover with Aaron's and 94KX.
94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
My name is Bernie.
Okay, well, that's a good guess so far on your name. Now, we need an answer on the Mind Bender. Pretty romantic place to kiss. It's not the couch. Where is it?
Would it be at the Exxon gas station?
Look, I don't know what your personal life is
again,
like.
No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone.
But if it involves pumping, perhaps. Anyway, nice guess. Thanks for trying. Bye. You like the kiss at the Sheetz's? It'll be all right.
Or the Exxon.
It'll
be all
right.
Or the Sunoco. Or the 7-Eleven.
94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Hey.
Hi. 15% of Americans say this is a nice place to get a kiss.
Underneath a shady tree.
Now we're getting closer, but think indoors and ambiance.
Yeah, because our first caller said on the couch, and I said, like, okay, in front of what? Like, where? Like, in the house.
In front of the fireplace.
Whoa!
Oh! She just came. Let's give it to her.
Are you sure? We're only supposed to take one guess at a time.
I know, but that was funny. I was trying to bait the listeners to call in and with the correct answer, and she just blurted it out. So,
you know what? It's Tuesday. What the heck?
Just give it
to her. You're our qualifier.
Woo!
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Oops.
Oopsies.
See what happens when you leave the phone line open?
I know.
They just blurt out a second guess.
But she got it.
She got it right in front of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. 15% of us say that this is a romantic place to smooch.
Is that why we don't have a fireplace in this building?
Probably.
We could build a campfire outside.
Oh, let's do it.
Well, congratulations, Gene from Herndon. You're qualified for the Aaron's Man Cave Makeover. You know the music. It's time for our buddies. But first, musically, and I want to see Chad Hershberger do some Naughty by Nature. Vinny is 49 years old. Vinny from Naughty by Nature. Maybe Doug E. Fresh is more of your rapper. There you go. The greatest beatbox in the world, that's Doug E. Fresh.
Something else that's fun to do in front of a fireplace, rapping. Oh, your Christmas present.
Oh, get out of here.
That's another point on the dad joke toke board.
Yeah, that's a dad joke. That's a dad
joke. I'm two for two today.
Yes, you are.
Enough for the rapping celebrities. Now it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Yo, birthday buddies, what's up?
Hey, Dougie, just calm down, will you? Lisa Mowry from Middleburg is 51 years old today.
Tara Batdorf is 29 today.
Happy birthday to Rose Dormer from Cultmont. She's 49.
I didn't even know he had a list.
I do.
Yes, of course he has a list.
Very good. He's participating in everything today. Lori King is 44 today. Happy birthday.
Ty Hoover from Milton is 48.
I want my participation trophy at the end of the show. Shay Ulrich from Sealands Grove. She hits one of those decade birthdays.
Ooh.
30.
Wow. Matthew Dries from McAllisterville is 33 years old today. Happy birthday.
Victoria Rosencrantz from Sunbury is 46.
Look who's 40. Stacy Smith from Middleburg. Happy 40th.
And on the text club, Kylie Elsaid. I hope I got your last name right. She's 17. She's a junior at Sealands Grove High School, and she's on her way to school right now. Happy birthday, Kylie.
Happy birthday, Kylie. And one from Facebook, we have Haley Mogush. She's from Northumberland. 14 years old today. That's from Mom.
And Sherry from Sealands Grove is 56. She's listed on our list as Sherry Plaza House. I think she works at Plaza House. I don't think her name is Sherry Plaza House because her email is at plazahouse.com. So
there you go.
Sherry
you go.
From Plaza House, 56 today.
She's one of Eric Hoot's girls down there at Plaza House. Hey, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
On 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
A show about nothing.
Would you pay $500 million for a show about nothing?
When I'm losing friends, I will.
Yada, yada, yada. Ah, yada,
Netflix.
Yada, yada.
Netflix has purchased Seinfeld for $500 million.
No friends for you.
I see, that's the internet TV Nazi.
live, right here.
Yep. Hulu had it, but their contract is up, so everybody else decided to jump in, including Hulu with a contract renewal effort. Amazon, NBC, HBO Max, CBS All Access, among the streaming platforms that tried to get it, Netflix is the winner.
Dang, kids. That's a lot of moolah.
$500 million.
That's a lot of moolah.
I hope it pays off. But it is a timeless TV show, right? I mean, it's about nothing, granted, but it's timeless. Like, you could watch Seinfeld anytime. There are a few shows like that. We were just talking about it in the hallway the other day here. MASH. Sure, it's a comedy about the Korean War, and we've all gotten a little too politically correct once in a while. But if you watch the show, the lifestyle of the show makes you laugh. Cheers.
I love Cheers.
Cheers. It's timeless.
We were talking about guilty pleasures earlier. Golden Girls for me.
You are speaking my language. Yeah.
Golden Girls, great example. Another timeless
Dorothy?
Show.
Good writing. There's some topical jokes in there that were, you know, late 80s, early 90s. But, I mean, just really good, funny writing.
They talked about stuff, too, that in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, like, when I rewatch episodes, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And there are too many TV shows now, especially comedies, that make fun of current events. So you can go ahead and make fun of our president or whatever, but in 5 years, it's not going to be funny. In 10 years, it's not even funny now. So I mean, you can't take those topical events like, the rainforest. Oh, there's nothing funny about that.
No, there's not.
But some TV shows go there, you know, global warming. Oh, you know, I think the classic comedies are the ones that take life and
make
it
funny.
Mm-hmm. Seinfeld did just that. So again, we'll ask the question, worth $500 million?
Possibly.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to watch it.
It's cheaper to buy the DVDs for me. I don't have $500 million.
I didn't say buy them. I said watch them or rent them. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad is in for news guy Matt. Chad Hirschberger. We'll have the news, sports, and AccuWeather next. A Try It Tuesday usually happens at about 8:15 with Facebook Live. It smells good in here.
It smells delicious.
The Cornerstone Kitchen from the Miller Center is here, and all I know is it smells delicious and it's all healthy.
It's all healthy stuff,
which is super exciting in my world.
My world too, because it has to be. But I have learned that eating healthy is fun, and it actually can be delicious.
Yay.
So I put the cupcakes away for the rest of my life. That's hard to admit. And the Reese's peanut butter cups have gone away. Mm-hmm. And I'm eating healthy and I feel good about it. So this Try It Tuesday is going to be fun and healthy.
Fun, healthy, and we get to talk to one of our friends.
That's right.
Mr. Drew Kelly.
He's in the house.
Yes, in the house, setting up. He'll be chatting with us.
He looks like a chef right now. He's doing a real good job.
He needs one of those white hats, though, the big, tall
the big puffy
hats. We have that sailor hat over there.
No, he probably wore that decades ago for another reason. I don't know.
I'm telling you, somebody was the captain in Tennille, and they left their wig and their hat.
It was Tom and I. Who passed away? That's why we have that
Daryl Dragon or Tony Tennille. One of them did.
I think it was Daryl Dragon.
But
last year?
Here's my take on today's Try It Tuesday. It's healthy for you,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't look like your healthy food or smell like it either.
It looks like there's a milkshake over there.
Okay.
I know. He's got smoothies.
Oh, smoothie.
Don't you give me that mad face.
The pumpkin chia seed pudding, just because I didn't put it in a ramekin.
Oh.
That was delicious.
You know, reminds me, I saw this recipe. It'd be great for Try It Tuesday.
Dessert hummus.
I love dessert hummus. You make it with a base of black beans, and then you add cocoa powder.
Meanwhile, our listeners who saw the Facebook Live video, saw your pumpkin vomit.
Everyone commented. I could go back and check. They said, looks good, Laura.
Oh, boy.
Everyone commented. Everyone.
News is next. Stay with us this Try It Tuesday.
It's going to be good.
From Cornerstone Kitchen at the Miller Center is going to be good. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work on a Try It Tuesday. And I'm so excited because we're going to try something that's not green and slimy that Laura made in her kitchen. Now, see,
Tom,
people can't see your face until we go Facebook Live.
I didn't put any makeup on today either. Oh,
you look fine.
Not
Neither did I. I don't think Drew did either. I'm not sure.
People throughout Central Pennsylvania are feeling sorry for my husband right now because you make it sound like all I cook is green gelatinous messes, and I really don't.
Green gelatinous messes.
But they're delicious green
Thank
gelatinous
you.
Messes.
Who makes the best peanut butter coconut eggs in the land? Yeah. I do.
It's a Try It Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And we are happy to have Cornerstone Kitchen at the Miller Center here and a voice we all know and a face we all know. Drew Kelly.
Hi, Tom and Laura.
Good morning. How are you, friend?
I'm really happy to be here and, you know, excited to get the word out about Cornerstone Kitchen. The number one thing that people say to us is they're like, you guys are open to the public? Like, they don't know that that we're not just for members.
Oh.
And people think that it's like a members-only thing. You got to be a Miller Center member. That's not the case. We are 100% open to the public. So everybody that's hearing us right now can come in to the Cornerstone Kitchen.
Like Monday through Friday and the weekends too, Drew?
Monday through Friday and Saturday. We're closed on Sunday. And
you guys have like the coolest brick oven pizza oven ever.
It is very cool.
It's
a Mara Forni pizza oven.
Yes.
All of the parts and the brick and the stone and the sand are all from Italy. It was assembled in Baltimore. And when this thing was brought into the Cornerstone Kitchen, I was out there with my video camera. I was so excited to see this thing. And and it cooks a pizza at almost 1,000 degrees. And it'll do an entire pizza in right around 90 seconds. It's pretty cool.
I just remember when it was being installed and the Miller Center was being built. And I remember seeing that video. And I was like, how cool is this? It's meant to be the Miller Center at its conception. And correct me if I'm wrong, Drew, was meant to be a place where you could go as a community, as a family, and kind of a one-stop shop.
Absolutely. Everybody, you know, we welcome people who want to come together, be well. You know, and of course, nutrition is a part of that. We have the fitness center where you can, you know, go and work out. And if you want to do mindfulness, you can, you know, do some yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. But then, of course, the food piece is in the Cornerstone Kitchen. So I want you guys to try everything today and show you that, you know, healthy can taste good.
Is that what makes the Cornerstone Kitchen so different? The fact that all these pieces are attached to it, but it's a restaurant that's open to the public?
Absolutely. You know, the thinking behind this, you know, back when the Miller family decided they wanted to build the Miller Center, you know, Matt told me, he's like, we want this to be your third place. It's not home. It's not work. It's a place where you can come and be well and hang out with like-minded people and spend some time there. You know, nobody goes into the gym and hangs out. You go in, you work out, you go. We want people to come, work out, maybe, you know, do yoga, maybe hit the treadmill, and then maybe, you know, grab your iPad and hit the Cornerstone Kitchen and grab something to eat. So hang out there. And, you know, we aim for you to become the best version of yourself.
Now, what else? Because I heard the word cater, and I don't know if is it time to talk about that?
We can cater, and cool. We have. Yeah, we've had some of our friends from Evangelical Community Hospital and Geisinger. We've catered lunches for those guys. So if you're, you know, working in a business right now and you need an option for catering, we'd love to bring you our food to your site.
Well, you can also use DoorDash and Grubhub, too. I love those apps. They're not readily available in Elysburg yet.
Have you tried them yet?
I've tried them and used them in metropolitan areas. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, Uber Eats, it like blows my mind in New York City. Yeah.
It's cool.
It's really, really cool.
You can grab your phone and Cornerstone Kitchen will come right to your house. It's crazy.
Super cool.
What a neat idea.
We're going to try the food, but I feel like we have to touch on it because there are lots of changes happening at the Miller Center. You guys had a huge press conference the other week, but these are good, positive changes that are coming.
These are wonderful changes that will absolutely, you know, ensure the long-term sustainability of the Miller Center and the YMCA. So we're excited that Geisinger and Evangelical are coming together. They will own the Miller Center, but it's the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA that will operate the Miller Center. Some of the coolest news that's coming out of that is that we're getting two pools.
That's awesome.
So a warm water therapy pool, an Olympic-sized competition pool. We're also adding on, you know, childcare is so incredibly important in this area, you know, especially for people that move to the area. And they're like, well, you know, I love this area. It's so great. And I got this cool job and I live in this beautiful town. What am I going to do with my kid? It's a 3-year waiting list.
Yes.
So we're adding on a childcare space. And we're just so excited about what the future holds for the Miller Center and the Y.
Well, thanks for bringing the Cornerstone Kitchen food. We're going to try it live, Facebook Live, now.
Yeah, so friends, if you're listening, hop on the 94KX Facebook page. We're going to go live right now and try all of the yummy, healthy foods that Drew has brought for us today from the Cornerstone Kitchen. And then, I mean, if you're interested in learning more about the Miller Center, absolutely follow them, like them on Facebook, check out their social media, get on their website, because it is a wonderful center for the whole person.
Yes.
Thank you for having me, guys. Shout out to Chris Wheeler in the Cornerstone Kitchen Cafe. He is the brains and the power behind everything that we do there.
Chris.
And Marty Miller is his kind of head chef in there, and she created everything that you have this morning. So Chris and Marty, thank you, guys.
Tom and Laura in the morning, making room for news, sports, and AccuWeather next. We got to make good on some late night TV, because there was funny stuff on last night.
There was. Late night TV is back for the fall.
Yes, and we've decided that we're not going to be watching Dancing with the Stars every night.
No.
But late night TV was pretty much all over it.
The new season of Dancing with the Stars has begun. This is a show that proves the stars really are just like us. And by that, I mean they can't dance either.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer made his debut on Dancing with the Stars. And Felicity Huffman is about to join the cast of Orange is the New Black.
That's right. Over the weekend, actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The judge gave Huffman a tough choice for her punishment, 14 days in prison or 4 months on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
she chose prison.
Yeah.
Late night TV with Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the weekend. The workday is underway, and you're thinking, Tom and Laura in the morning do that Mindbender thing. Am I ever going to win it? Here's the deal. We do it every day, and we do it at exactly the same time. So make sure you're with us at 7:15 in the morning.
Sometimes we do it by a fireplace, 15% of the time.
15% of the time, all the time, we do it by a fireplace.
That is it. So listen for the Mindbender. And I don't know, Laura said this before, and I totally agree. Aaron's man cave makeover sounds good, but what if it's a she shed?
And that's fine. Or like a lady laboratory.
Lady lab?
Right, a lady lab.
What the hell is a lady lab?
I don't know.
Lab?
Maybe it's inside the house. Maybe it's a little corner that's just for her.
That's it.
A lady lounge.
A lady lounge.
That's even better.
See, we're gender neutral here.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a man cave. It could be a she shed, a lady lounge. It could be
Whatever it is. It's a makeover from Aaron's, which includes a 60-inch TV, two nice recliners, and we're gonna set you up. But you got to do something to get it. And that would be first caller in on the Mindbender. Today's was harder than I thought it should have been.
I didn't think it was that difficult, but maybe tomorrow we'll go easy on Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, people, don't think about it too much.
I'm going to take my wife to an Exxon gas station. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you are.
You weren't listening this morning. They should check out the podcast later, right?
15% of Americans say this is romantic to kiss and to a place to kiss.
I prefer the
lady said an Exxon gas station.
I prefer the Sheetses.
The Sheetses are very romantic.
The Sheetses is the place to be in Healdsburg.
Under
I'm
the
Sheetses?
Especially the ones that...
Did you just hear
I just tried to ignore it. It's just... Anyway.
I'm going to have to go get my book at the library soon.
Aaron's Man Cave Makeover. Every morning at 7:15.
Chad, it's been so much fun having you.
Oh, it's been a blast. Yeah, Matt
Summer
can go to the best.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Gosh, I love that song. Circles, Post Malone. We're running around in circles all morning long. It's been a busy morning. Do we have room for Sean Carey?
We do, of course. And we have some smoothie for John. For John?
Sean?
I can't talk.
John's
his brother.
Sean Carey.
See, we cover for him.
And
John's his brother. Yeah,
and his other brother, Ron.
Yeah, Ron and John.
And Don.
And Sean and Don Carey. Sherry. whatever. Sean's on the way next. He'll have leftover food. And, you know.
What a nice Tuesday. Today was a great day.
Tomorrow's a tail wagon Wednesday.
It's my favorite day of the month.
Oh, I'll miss out on that.
You're invited back, Chad.
Oh, I love when you bring Murphy in, though.
The Murph. He had to stay away today because of all of the food.
And tomorrow he may need to stay away because of other doggies in the studio or kitties.
I'm not sure who's coming tomorrow.
Our friend
Jennifer didn't get back to me yet, but they are coming in for sure. So we will have our Tail Wagon Wednesday sponsored by John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, as well as Wicked Dog Grill in Sealands Grove.
We love Tail Wagon Wednesday. And for you, it's a chance to adopt a pet. And it's free because our sponsors pick up the cost.
They
so that's
do.
Cool.
They waive the adoption fee, which is
that's
amazing.
Awesome.
Tail Wagon Wednesday at the Wash, and a whole lot more tomorrow morning, plus more Man Cave Makeover and some Brew Fest.
And that's right.
A Backstreet Boys report, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm super excited, actually.
Sean's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.